You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Warriors Off Court, the San Francisco Chronicles NBA podcast. I'm your host, Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau, and today I'm joined by former Warriors center and current Warriors consultant Zaza Pachulia. Zaza, who won NBA titles with the Warriors in 2017 and 2018, retired from the NBA in August. Shortly thereafter, he joined Golden State as a consultant, working in a wide-ranging role that has him mentoring young centers, attending meetings with team president Rick Welts, weighing in on corporate sponsorships, and much, much more. During my conversation with Zaza, he talked about his entrepreneurial ambitions and everything that led him to his current opportunity with the Warriors. We'll have our conversation right after the break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Friday afternoon, I sat down with Zaza Pachulia at the Chase Center. We opened our conversation by discussing how he came to be a consultant for the Warriors.
Everything started with, you know, building a relationship. You know, it was beyond the basketball. So, you know, Kirk Lake had reached out to me and was checking on me as a friend. I guess he cares about Zaza. So he just checked with me, like, you know, how was the summer, how the things were with the free agency. Obviously, he knew I was free agent. So we talked, and then, you know, he told me if I would consider, you know, joining the team and staff. And I said I would. And of course, I didn't, there was no brainer. I knew that after that moment was going to come into this summer, next summer, you know. Two summers later, I'm 35 and just finished my 16th season. So you'd be fooling yourself. You're not thinking about, you know, that day would come when you had to retire. So, you know, I said I definitely would, but also I expressed that I would like to play another year or two. And, you know, we're on the same page. Obviously, he told me, of course, you know, that should be in my mind. But, you know, it's, if things doesn't go, you know, my way.
Oh, really? Okay.
If I don't find the right place, you know, so, would love to have me here. So, you know, that really meant a lot to me for different ways. First of all, when talking about retirement, so what an amazing way to start your second next chapter, right? You know, with the team, we're full of professionals, best in business, you know, when it comes to the basketball side, you know, working for Bob Myers and, you know, learning from Bob Myers and Kirk and everybody, you know, Steve, obviously, as a coach and for business sides, you know, like Rick Welts and Brandon Schneider, you know, so amazing. And just the surrounding, I mean, we're in the Bay Area, San Francisco, you know, so many people you meet and learn. And that was my goal, honestly. I was thinking about it, like playing for 16 years in the league, being on the court, right, great. In the locker room, great. You have all this experience. You've seen highs and lows. So thankful for that, right? But we were so lucky, us as a player. We were so lucky to everything they bring to us. It's just ready already.
Right.
They thought about it, want to process. You know, they discussed. You know, there are a lot of minds, a lot of voices. Valued what will be right, what will be wrong, and then after the process, they'll bring us the ready decision, right? So, but what's going on behind the scene, how the decision made, who's involved, right, in the process, we don't know it.
And, right. You know,
So even though a lot lately, especially with the Warriors, I participated in some of the events. It was very hard during the season, you know, when you travel so much and went into basketball. And obviously, having family, you don't have that. It wasn't consistent. You know, I would attend meeting here and there, but this is totally different or consistent.
So you'd go to what kind of meetings specifically? Like front office meetings?
Yes.
Just kind of.
Not front of, it was more business side.
Okay, like Chase Center stuff, Rick Welts meetings?
Yeah, the Rick Welts meeting, yeah. So.
Just kind of trying to learn.
Right, to see the process and then to learn, like you say, and to kind of experience that. We would hear about the stuff, but you know, I just wanted myself to experience it, take some notes. And actually, I remember my first meeting where I talked to them, shared my thoughts and my experience. Especially, end of the day, those guys are trying to build this amazing empire, you know, around the basketball game, right? And that's why the Chase Center, one of the reasons why the Chase Center was built, because for the Warriors, right? And business sense, to ticket sales and merchandise and all the PR and sponsorship and selling tickets and stuff. So for me to tell them my experience from I think they loved it. That's what I sensed. They appreciate it, and it made me feel good, you know, because there's the things like you have it and not necessarily in that room, because, you know, voice from locker room is different. Experience from locker room is different. So that's where I sense it. I said, it might be good, like, you know, for me to, you know, fill the bridge between, you know, these two things, like, you know, players and the management. And that's where I sense it. I think it will be cool for me after retirement to, you know, go there to the route and see. And that's where
like front office or more right, on, you know, corporate
stuff. So right now, here's the thing. I don't have an exact answer for you today. Like, what I want to do.
Right.
You know, but one thing I told myself as a first year is going to be all learning experience. You know, and that's why after talking to Kirk and talking to Steve. I said, I wanna experience as much as possible where it's in the front office, the business side, business of basketball, right? I'll be doing some TV stuff too, and community relationship, and go to different events and attend meetings, leadership.
You're gonna do some basketball stuff, on-court stuff, because they could really use you with that front court right now.
Yeah, I've been doing it. And
you've been helping some of the young guys.
I came in with the development meeting. So basically, I'm trying to get as much information as possible, see this business from different angles, and get as much information as possible, as much experience as possible. And it's going to help you, you know, bigger picture is going to help you moving forward. So that's why I'm enjoying it. There's so much information. It's been only 1 month, and I'm enjoying it.
You obviously, I know throughout your career, you would spend your off seasons taking business classes at different schools, right? You went to Harvard, Northwestern, right? Yeah. Was that kind of just to kind of get you ready for not only life after basketball, but I also know you had your own business endeavors over in Georgia, and you had a couple restaurants in Atlanta, right? So was it to help you just kind of get your feet under you in that department?
Yes, that, you know, actually, this is, I'm glad you mentioned that restaurant, because, you know, one of the motivations for me to go to these classes was because Taylor in the restaurant business, you know.
And what happened with that exactly?
Well, you know, it was one of my first investments. I was very young. And you know, I spent a couple of years in Atlanta. I had a 2 or 4 year deal. So somewhere in the middle, I would say, I decided to open a restaurant because I kind of felt like I was a local guy, and I kind of felt I was going to be there forever. And I thought, like, you know, I'm a foodie guy.
Yeah.
I would go to the restaurants and you know, enjoy the ambience, enjoy the food, enjoy the company one with, nice conversation, have a nice meal, and go home, right? So I thought it was a cool process, and, you know, to be on the side as an investor, you know, you could fill out the restaurant. Have a nice,
what kind of restaurant was it?
So I had two of them. One was Mediterranean / wine. The other one was more bar foods and, you know, music, kind of lounge. So I thought I was going to be successful. Everything was so colorful, but you know, not having experience, you know, not considering about downside of it, the difficulties and worst case scenario. I only built this business plan around the best case scenario, and it didn't go that way. And obviously, it failed.
Both of them?
Both of them failed.
And how many years?
I didn't pass it 2 year mark.
Okay.
It was a year and a half.
The overhead was.
And then plus in 2013, I moved to Milwaukee. I signed with the Bucks. I wasn't there, and I sensed it was stupid, you know, to the decision. But, you know, I learned so much. It definitely motivated me to go to the classes, taking different classes to learn better, you know, and to value things better, make better decisions. And since then, I've been doing that.
And you've had more success with your businesses in Georgia, right? So
go ahead.
So I'm trying to remember, you have a hotel there, right?
Yeah.
And that your mom helps you with, and then you have a fitness facility, right? Is there anything else?
Yeah, there's the cross tissues, you know, I've been wearing pretty often, and I've been very active telling the story of the brand through my social platforms. I'm a big fan of cross, to be honest, because it's like our creative director doing a great job designing the shoes, and they're so comfortable.
So are you an investor in it?
Yes, I invested, but same time, our goal is to come to U.S. market, and I'll be managing, you know, same time, the brand on the U.S. market. And I just invested in a developing company in Georgia as well. So,
what company?
It's a Georgian real estate company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, developing real estate.
Okay.
Developing real
estate. How's your hotel and your fitness center
doing? I mean, all of it's been a couple of years now. Hotel's been the most, probably. And we expanded the hotel. And fitness also, now we have three clubs in 2020. You're going to add another two. Now you're going to have three. Might not sound a lot, but for Georgia, trust me, it's a good number.
And you still have your basketball academy.
Basketball academy and a professional basketball team as well. So,
congrats I saw that, I'm forgetting his name now, but the Georgian player who was drafted he came through that program, right?
Not necessarily. No, he didn't come from that program. When he was playing basketball, basketball academy wasn't existing.
Right.
But I got to meet him in one of the camps, and I got to know him. But until we get full five scholarships in U.S. From our academy, there are five kids. Two of them are boys and three girls.
Well, so what schools are they?
So they're all over. Well, two of them are junior college, and two girls are in D1 college. And one girl went to Italy, signed with the Italian basketball club. So I'm very proud of that. In total, we have more than 10 kids so far who got full scholarship. And that's the main reason why this academy exists, for their kids over there to play. And, you know, we have more than 1,000 kids right now. European system is different, where it's everyday practice, everyday process. And we have more than 1,000 kids practicing, and then obviously hopefully them to grow. I mean, we have some values to learn, like teamwork, the discipline, the professionalism, and healthy life, you know. And plus, you know, we are very into education. Like, we're pushing the kids to get education, because I think education is a very key to success for any adult in any sport, because especially basketball, where this game is so fast now, so if you're not able to think, make quick decisions on the court, you're going to have a hard time. I don't care how athletic you are, I don't care how strong you are. I think education is as important as athletic ability. So we always requesting from those kids the grades every month. So if grades go down, you know, we encourage them to have better grades, but at the same time, give them more free time to do their homeworks. And we don't want the kids to be all day, every day into the basketball, especially when younger they are, you know. So we try to teach them how to balance, you know, the school and the basketball.
How did you manage all of your off-the-court business endeavors while you had an MBA career. Right. And is it kind of nice that you're now that you're retired, I'm guessing you have a little bit more time. Right. Or maybe not, because I know you've been around here a lot.
Thanks for asking the question, because it's very, very important. I want to go back. This interview is not related to basketball anymore. It's more a business.
I love that stuff.
I want to be honest to you and I'll share all my stress. So my wrestling experience didn't go as well, like not only financially, but also with partners, you know. So we are three partners with the restaurant.
Kind of trusted the wrong people.
Right. So now, also that failure was one of the best things happened to me, to be honest. Because it could be worse, it could be later. So I'm glad it happened early of my career, because it would be even worse to have it later or now or in a later of your career or life. So also it taught me not only how to approach to the deals, how to value the deals, how to prepare for the potential deals, acquisitions, or opening any business, but also same time pick the right partners, you know. And that way you guys on the same page, you guys have the same values, same visions, you know, and it's very, very important, you know, and also trust factor as well. So since then, in every business I have a partner, and I'm very, very proud of our partnership in any business I'm involved right now. And that's amazing help and amazing plus. So to answer your question, how do I manage? I have partners that I trust, but at the same time, I'm involved as much as possible. And it always helps to wake up early, to be honest.
How early do you wake up?
Well, I wake up at 6 a.m., especially now, to get my work in, work out, and go through the emails, go through the calls, because there's an 11-hour difference. So time really helps me. So when I wake up, 6, it's 5 p.m. over there in Georgia. So we go through, you know, different things and, you know, calls, meetings. They're also helping me a lot because they know what time I'm available, basically.
Yeah.
And it always helps. So far, this is how it's managed, and it's going pretty well, thanks God, you know. And that's why it motivates me. Like this summer, one of the reasons why I invested in developing company, because that system been going pretty well, so I kind of felt like, you know, we can add one more thing in my portfolio, and the real estate is something I've been taking classes and been very, very interested in, and I learned a lot. So that's why I decided to go, and it was a great opportunity, you know, with great people.
When did you do that? In August, recently.
Conversation started, you know, a little bit earlier, a couple months earlier, so I went through due diligence and like back and forth meetings and stuff. So it's been a great journey, you know, with that side. And like I said, of course, basketball always been my priority. I wish I was playing basketball again, but you know, I'm thankful for 16 years. It's been great run. But at the same time, you know, this is great. Whatever I do, I'm enjoying, I'm learning so much, I'm meeting so many great people. I'm a huge believer of small details, and we talked about before, even on the court, the small things, that's when I'm helping you to, you know, succeed or win the championship.
Has Steve joked that they could use you right now? Because they literally have one center right now. Omari Spellman, who's not really, right. He's more of a stretch four than a center. That's all they have, right?
I'm ready. Yeah, we had this kind of a conversation as a, you know, big man. Hopefully, first of all the injured guys will be back soon and, you know, join the team. Already, I'm available anytime. I mean, I love this game so much. That's the reason why I keep working out every day. That's the reason why I wanted to stay in this game, because I love this game so much. So for me to play basketball, you don't need to say twice. You know, I'm ready.
No, like they joke, but at the same time, it's like
there's some truth. From my side as well. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All the businesses. Also, I want to mention it's very important. All the businesses that we just talked about. Those industries are fun for me, you know, something that maybe I didn't know before, but it was very interesting. And I learned, and you know, that's why I decided to invest in those things. And you know, even Frosty, that is, you know, fashion, and you know, you see me out there dressing up and this, something cool, because it's a great story, the brand story. People were amazing, super motivated, hardworking guys, and story was a game changer to me. Once I got to know those guys, and they told me what was the motivation for me to start the shoe line. And it's more fashion shoe than an on-the-court shoes. It's it's something you wear outside, and I've been wearing them really often lately. So that was a game changer. So this brand, it's just great to be part of the story.
You played on a lot of teams, obviously, but it seems like the Warriors will kind of always have a special place in your heart. Obviously, winning two titles and having that experience. But is there something about your experience with the Warriors that's special that goes beyond just the on-court success? And what made your tenure with the Warriors stand out compared to your other experiences?
Yeah, that's a great question. Here's the thing. When you first come in the league, I remember those years. It's about learning. It's about still establishing yourself, showing your personality. Obviously, all 16 years been a learning experience for me. But I think when I joined the Warriors, it was more I was already like established as a, where, of course, I was learning a lot. I was experiencing a lot, but I was who I am. So they really got to know me, where I was, and to be true to yourself, to be authentic, and I never tried to pretend I was the most athletic guy. I was the one who was joking about my jumping abilities. But you know, I think that is important, I didn't keep anything into me. I gave everything I had on and off the court, either playing hard or showing the personality. And I would say that's what a lot of people inside is about, to be authentic, to be who they are. Players, to staff members, everybody. So
you're obviously,
I don't know, that will be probably my approach. Maybe it's something else, I don't know. But
I know you're obviously super close with Clay, and he's obviously coming back from the ACL. And so have you kind of tried to keep his spirits up, and have you kind of been hanging out with him and spending some time with him while he's recovering?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, during the season, when I was in Detroit, I kept in touch with so many guys, and I mentioned to you a lot of times that, you know, one of the reasons why I love this game is because of the relationships.
Right.
It's going to carry over the rest of it.
Right.
In basketball, I won't be first guy who scored whatever points or played 16 years. There'll be so many other guys you know, doing even more than me. So, plus, it's going to get lost at some point, you know, because I knew generations coming, you know, exciting players are coming, and obviously you guys as a media and, you know, social media, they're going to promote these guys like crazy, and it's part of the business, I understand that. But the friendship and relationship I've built on and off the court, that's what I'm most proud of. That's what I love this game, because it gave me so many amazing friends. As a human beings, not as a basketball players, as a human beings, you know, that's why I love this game, and that's why it's the best about this game, you know. So I kept in touch with a lot of guys, and even when they came to Detroit after our game, after we took their place,
yeah,
and I was so happy about it.
Clay obviously gave you the shout out because he destroyed you in the dunk contest last year.
Yes, and every time
what did he finish with, like 19 or something?
Yeah, it was a blowout. At that point, it was a blowout, but you know, when it really counted, that day I was so preparing for that day, and we won. I was so happy.
You think his spirits are
I kept in touch, and you know, I'll be talking to Clay, especially after he went down, and you know, obviously conversation was on the phone and texting or calling each other, or sometimes FaceTiming as well. Actually, I FaceTimed with him a couple of times from Georgia when Dirk came. You know, we FaceTimed together, and I want him not only for my side, also Dirk, also to talk to him. But now, since I'm here, like seeing him every day, I'm trying to go down and work out with him as well, and you know, talk about things, work, and you know, kind of mix it up with some nice conversations. One thing Europeans can do, they can talk.
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid of speaking up and talking to him. It's important, you know, like the process he's going through is not pleasant, most pleasant thing, because you're doing the same thing over, and it's not whatever he's done, like, you know, shooting, or you know, it's just going through, like, making that, you know, muscles, you know, strong. So it's a slow process, and it's important for him to kind of enjoy life as well, you know, that like, might be a boring process. So
do you have a set, like, schedule, or do you kind of just get to kind of make your own schedule, like in terms of your time here? Do you go back and forth?
Because there are a couple of things that I'm consistently doing, like a couple of meetings and consistently that particular day is, I know there's a meeting. Obviously Raymond telling me about events, there are events I already attended when I first got here. It was pretty cool, and I loved it. I love the experience. That comes randomly. Obviously, to be there to practice is to see this, watch these young guys, you know, what they're going through, because it's a tough business. I mean, I went through that even when I was here, you know, ups and downs, you remember, playing time, being involved, off the court stuff, and, you know, having the experience, it helps you to understand with the body language how the guys are reacting, because once you spend a lot of time with them, you know when they're happy and when they're sad and disappointed. So talk, especially this team has so many young guys now, they need the help, they need their voice, and because Steve can do everything, Bob can do everything, of course they have amazing coaching staff, but me as a player, just retired, I think I'll understand the best.
Right.
You know, and to pull them on the side, you know, go to the lunch, and you know, talking to them a lot on and off the court stuff, I think it's gonna help them. That's one of the things. Also,
is your family all settled back here, or did they move with you to Detroit?
Yeah, family is always something. You saw me bringing the kids.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the best thing, to be together.
Are they back in their old school and stuff?
They're back at school.
The same school they were
at?
No,
they're different. We moved here now. So okay. We moved to San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
They talked to some of their old friends. I mean, it's been only a couple of months since we left. It's not like we've been together for years. Seriously, not even all year. So, everybody seems happy. And
Because they liked it here at St. Brad.
You know, we did. You know, this place. Yeah, it's expensive, but you know, it's a really good people. And I tell one thing, that the fans are truly, truly, truly special. And you always get the support, right? But on the court, man, I mean, who is Zaza? Like, you know, he has so many amazing players to play for this franchise, right?
Yeah.
He has so many franchise players. But Zaza getting so much love. I'm thankful, you know, it tells them, you know, that they care, they appreciate, and they kind of make you feel like they're one of your own, you know, so that's blessing. I'm thankful for the love and support. I got, once the announcement was out there, like, you know, that was coming back, I got so many positive messages. It's crazy, so I'm humbled and thankful for it. Love and support I got from the fans, and like I say, one of the things I want to do, be out there in the community, you know, do the things, you know, meet people, either with kids or dads, whatever it is, you know, I want to be out there, and that's what I've been doing a lot.
Cool, man. It's good to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you around.
Warriors Off Court is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is the editor-in-chief. If you like this show, we'd love it if you subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a minute to give us a quick review, that helps us build our audience so we can keep growing. Follow me on Twitter at @con_cron and email me at cleturno@sfchronicle.com. Support Warriors Off Court and a lot of great journalism with a subscription to the San Francisco Chronicle. There are print and digital editions. Find out more at sfchronicle.com/subscribe.